Our first reading comes to us from Isaiah chapter 64, beginning in the first verse. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. Our second reading comes to us from Mark 13, verses 24 through 37. Jesus says, "But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to you all, keep awake." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? O Lord, awaken us to your light. Awaken us to the movement of your Spirit when it feels like the darkness is about to consume us, when life gets too overwhelming, when the bad news becomes too much, when the sins of the world and our own sins feel so oppressive. Remind us of your light. Brighten our hearts, that by the movement of your Spirit and the speaking and proclaiming of your holy word, your light might more fully emanate out from our lives. Oh God, brighten the light within my heart, that the word that you have given me to say might take flame, that might become a great fire which consumes us all as we seek to more fully love you, to more fully know what it is to be loved by you, and what it means to more fully love as you love those around us. In the name of Jesus, amen. One of my all-time favorite TV shows is Alias, starring a fellow United Methodist, Jennifer Garner, as Sydney Bristow. This was back in around 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, somewhere around in there. Bristow is a double agent for the CIA, who time and time again saves the world while dressed in clever disguises, speaking with different accents and in many different languages, as she takes on the bad guys, no matter how big or small or even closely related to her they might be. Like many of you, Jonathan and I have taken the opportunity to binge watch some old shows after our daughter goes to bed. Alias is a suspenseful show that keeps you wide awake and alert in the midst of the monotony and stress of the pandemic. One of the defining features of an Alias episode is that they almost always start you at the end of the episode and flash back to days earlier when whatever is going on first began. You flash back, and then the episode continues forward till you get to the end, which was really the beginning, and the episode either resolves or more likely ends on a cliffhanger. Today, the first Sunday in the season of Advent, the Bible doesn't say, "Thou shalt celebrate Advent." It's nowhere in there. But it is the mainline church's way of preparing our hearts to celebrate the birth of our Messiah. The thing is, for most, if not all of us, we have celebrated Christmas over and over again, time and time again, for years. We know the end of the story, which is really the beginning. As with most things these days, we can go into this season just trying to get to the end. The end of the isolation and restrictions of living through a pandemic. The end of the search for a vaccine and trying to figure out how to distribute it most effectively and most fairly. When that vaccine comes and life can begin again. The end of another remote learning session or workday spent sitting in front of a screen instead of the face-to-face interaction with people we long for, complete with handshakes and hugs. The ability to once again see family without the constant second-guessing of the risk being taken. And the opportunity to travel and just relax. Or maybe it's the rush to get to the end of the shopping and for Christmas Day to arrive when all the presents can be opened and enjoyed around the Christmas tree, that bright and joyful morning. Or just the opportunity to gather with fellow believers and sing "Silent Night, Holy Night." Even if it means sucking our mask into our mouth every time we inhale to begin the next phrase. Hurry up and get to the end of the story already. Today's Bible readings remind us of the coming birth of Christ, our King, as part of a larger story. We long to get to the birth of Christ, to feel the joy and the light. But the birth of Christ is all about restoring us to unity with God. That little baby changes our world, and we long to celebrate his coming. Yet even as another Christmas draws near, Jesus warns us, keep alert. Stay awake. Don't fall asleep, and don't be in such a hurry. We can't wait for the end of this story to strive for unity with God. It may feel sometimes as if God has left us to our own devices, but we never know when our master might come. Keep alert. Be the light in the midst of the dark, whose own source of light and life is Jesus. And just as the Advent wreath fills more and more each week with light, may the love of God demonstrated to us at his birth consume our hearts, words, and actions more and more. All the stuff that happens between once upon a time and the end, that's the stuff that really matters. Yesterday, I was watching football with my family, college football with my family, as we were putting up our Christmas tree. And there was a game that Jonathan had on the TV that were two teams that we don't normally watch. One of the teams is Villanova. The other one was Vanderbilt, and the other one was Missouri. And so we're watching this game. I was, you know, trying to figure out why it is we're watching it. And Jonathan told me, it's sort of halfway through the first half of the game, and he said there is the whole all the specialists, like the kicker and that whole group of people, and the punter, they're all out with trying to be in isolation because they've been exposed to COVID, and so they didn't have any kickers. So of course it's Thanksgiving week, all the kids, students have gone home to celebrate Thanksgiving, and the coach of the football team is trying to find a kicker. And they had a couple of players on the team who could do okay, but they had other positions that they needed to play and to focus on, and the coach was really looking for someone who could do a really good job of this. And so they turned to the soccer teams, and they found a player who was willing to give kicking field goals and place kicking a try. That player happened to be the goalkeeper for the women's soccer team. And so the whole game, the announcers are really excited. They're really excited because of this kicker, because that team, Vanderbilt, is from the Power Five conferences. There are five different conferences that are considered the Power Five conferences. And this would be the first time that a woman will ever play football in the Power Five. The thing is, Vanderbilt, its football team is kind of terrible. They haven't won a game. Their offense could do nothing the whole game, just as they had the rest of the season. And so, of course, if you never have to get up to the red zone to kick a field goal, and you never score so that you can kick off, you never get to see the place kicker. So this game is terrible. Missouri's running all over Vanderbilt. It can be so easy to focus. Oh, man, this is a terrible game. Look how bad Vanderbilt is doing. But instead of that, the announcers the whole time are so excited about this one player and history being made. Will she get to take the field? The thing is, there was one moment that she was guaranteed to have to kick. And that was for the kickoff of the second half. So the second half comes, and she's stoic the whole time. The camera keeps following her around the sidelines as she's practicing. She's focused on the job at hand. The kickoff gets ready. She signals. She's ready to kick off the ball. And she kicks it exactly where the coaches tell her to kick it. And I kid you not, she kicks the ball, and it's like the ball's barely made it down the field, and she turns to run off the field. All of her teammates are congratulating her. And as she's running off the field, you hear the announcer say, "You have just witnessed history. She's the first female player in the Power Five for football." Friends, it can be so easy to focus on the darkness, to fall into this monotonous slumber, and to not look and see God at work, history happening right in front of us. But friends, look for the kicker. Look for the light. Keep awake. Stay alert. God is at hand and has work for us to do until he comes again. Jesus, in this passage, he tells us the ending before we really begin. May we heed his advice.